You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Betting on Zero is a documentary by Ted Braun about one man's quest to expose the huge nutritional supplement company Herbalife as possibly the largest pyramid scheme in American history. Hedge fund manager Bill Ackman was so confident about it that he placed a $1 billion bet against the company's stock in 2012. But Herbalife argues that Ackman wants the company to fail just so he can make a profit. Ted Braun's previous work includes 2007's Darfur Now, which explored genocide in the region, won the NAACP Image Award for Best Documentary. Betting on Zero opens today at the Village East Cinema, and Ted Braun joins us now. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Leonard. It's a pleasure to talk with you and to speak to your listeners.
What kinds of products does Herbalife sell?
Principally nutritional supplements, healthy shakes, vitamins, that sort of thing.
And what's its sales structure? Is it unique?
It's unique in the retail world. It's a so-called multi-level marketing structure where the products are not sold in stores or retail establishments, but by independent distributors who receive a discount on the products when they purchase them, and based on that discount and the listed retail price, have an opportunity to make some income by selling the products. They are, however, also incentivized to build a distribution network beneath them, a so-called downline, which is part of what Herbalife has traditionally described as a very lucrative business opportunity. And the question of whether building that downline of additional distributors who in turn recruit more distributors, who in turn recruit more distributors, that question is at the heart of Mr. Ackman's accusation and the heart of whether Herbalife is a legitimate business opportunity or simply a scheme in which people are encouraged to recruit endlessly and not truly incentivized to sell products outside the network.
So the top distributors are actually not making their money from selling products, but from getting other people to work for them. How much do the top distributors at Herbalife make?
Many millions of dollars.
And what about the people at the bottom?
This is part of the question of the documentary and was the source of Mr. Ackman's motivations for shorting the company. It's his view that the people at the bottom of the company, in fact, more than 95% of the people at the company, the distributors, rather, make no money and, in fact, lose money. And that's the heart of the question that he raises, the question that Herbalife vigorously defends itself against, and that makes up the dramatic issue of our film.
Hasn't Herbalife been criticized for exploiting immigrant communities in particular, especially undocumented immigrants hoping to make a living?
Indeed, they have. They have been accused of that by Mr. Ackman and by members of the immigrant community itself. In describing the film, you said it focused on Bill Ackman, but there are other characters in the film, principally a woman named Julie Contreras, who represents a community of former Herbalife distributors in Chicago who believe that they were wronged by the company and that they lost quite a lot of money and more than money, their dreams, by pursuing what they thought was a fraudulent business opportunity. And this question actually came before the Federal Trade Commission, who was investigating Herbalife throughout the course of our film, and whose actions and determinations the antagonists in the film were very much waiting for. And that determination came after we'd originally finished the film, and we went back and recut the ending of the film to include it. So in the work of the Federal Trade Commission, audiences to our film get an answer to this question.
But let's go back to how this whole thing works out. What is the sales pitch to potential new members of the sales force? How are they recruited?
They're recruited principally by Herbalife distributors. The methods vary. during the course of production, the primary method, the production of our film, the primary method of recruitment was through outfits called nutrition clubs, where Herbalife distributors would invite people to come in and sample the products, and at the same time present them with a business opportunity, much like the one they have, which is to recruit others to sample these products, and if they like them, turn around and start distributing and selling them themselves. That model has faltered for Herbalife over the last few years, and they're shifting to a newer model called a fitness club model, where people are invited in to work out or participate in workouts outside of these sort of clubs, then brought back and allowed to sample the products or invited to sample the products, and in those situations, again, given this presentation about what a lucrative business opportunity it is to sell these products.
But there is a terrible turnover rate in these clubs, and you looked at a number of clubs right here in Queens. Are any of them still around?
I personally did not look at clubs, but we followed a financial researcher, Christine Richard, former Bloomberg reporter, who did the original research that stimulated Bill Ackman to short Herbalife stock, and who then went to work for Mr. Ackman to continue research in Herbalife. She went to a number of nutrition clubs in Queens over several years and found that the hopes that many of these nutrition club owners had that they would make quite a lot of money were, by the time she returned several months later, dashed. And in fact, the places she had visited had closed up, and we followed her on one of these trips and went around to a number of former nutrition clubs in Queens that had been shuttered. And hearing the stories that they had told Christine Richard, Ms. Richard, about what they had expected and hoped to get by starting these nutrition clubs, and then seeing the evidence and facts of what had actually happened makes for a very poignant moment in the film, and ties to the experience of some of the members of Julie Contreras' campaign in Chicago, who left their construction business and had big dreams of doing well for their community and making a very handsome living, but in fact lost everything.
I'm speaking with Ted Braun, whose film is Betting on Zero. It opens locally at the Village East Cinema, and isn't it also available online?
It will be. Currently we're in theaters, but beginning, I think, in the first week of April, will be available via iTunes and, I believe, Amazon.
A listener asks how Herbalife is different from Amway.
It's fundamentally not that different. The multi-level marketing model is a widely used model. It's a global system that I think is in the sort of $160 billion range as far as global enterprises go. Amway is the largest of the multi-level marketing companies, and rather significantly, our new Secretary of Education, Ms. DeVos, is heir to the Amway fortune.
Now, why would hedge fund manager William Ackman think that Herbalife is a pyramid scheme and not Amway or some of the others?
I don't think it's a question of his determination whether Amway is or isn't a pyramid scheme that motivated him to short Herbalife. I think in the case of Amway, it's a privately held company, and Herbalife is a publicly traded company, which enabled him to short its stock. I think that was, as he explained it to me, the primary reason he chose to focus on Herbalife rather than Amway or one of the other privately held.
And what is his reputation on Wall Street like? This kind of flashy bet typical of him? He bet $1 billion here. That's a lot of money.
Mr. Ackman's, as many of your listeners may already know, a controversial figure on Wall Street. He has made big bets, big gambles in his investments. I don't think he would turn them as gambles. I think he thinks his judgment is very very carefully calculated and prudent, but he's made big, very public, taken very big public positions in companies in a hope that that he'll generally turn them around and make them more profitable. Herbalife is something of an exception in that it was a company he was betting would fail under scrutiny, that the regulatory bodies of the government would shut it down, and that in the process he would make a fortune. He took a great deal of heat from that. A number of his Wall Street rivals, when he announced that he was shorting Herbalife stock to the tune of $1 billion, hopped in on the opposite side of the trade.
Including a really famous one, Carl Icahn, the Wall Street heavyweight and corporate raider. But you give the impression in this film that that may have also been personal on some level.
It certainly seems to have been personal. I mean, Mr. Icahn's statements about Mr. Ackman when he put on his long bet when he made a massive investment in Herbalife, and the timing of it was directly related to a very public feud that the two of them had on business television, a rather famous and colorful piece of business television that played out on CNBC live, and involved a lot of name-calling and very colorful language, some of which had to be bleeped out. So the enmity between them, which stretches back over a decade and, you know, has its origins in a business dispute that ended up in the courts, seemed to play a very clear and signal role in Mr. Icahn's motivation for going long on Herbalife. He's publicly said since that was not the case, that he has a great deal of faith in the company, and he's certainly acted over the last several years in that way. He now owns 25% of the company and has 25% of the shares of the company, and has five seats on the board. But several observers, including William Cohen, who wrote about this feud for Vanity Fair and appears in the film, are of the view that this was really motivated by personal pique.
Herbalife stock is actually higher than it was in 2012 when Ackman made his bet by shorting the stock. And an article in Fortune says he has lost around $500 million. That's half of his bet against Herbalife. Do you think he'll ever let go of the bet, especially if it threatens his reputation?
It's an excellent question. He's been very clear that he entered this bet, he made this bet, entered this investment because he believed it was in the interests of his investors, that he would be able to make a profit for them by shorting Herbalife stock. He has, however, always said and frequently reminded the public that if it comes to the point where it's his view that he would be better off getting out, even getting out and taking a loss, he would be willing to do that if it made the most sense for his investors. He has, however, also said that he intends to, regardless of whether his company, Pershing Square, or not, is in the fight, that he personally will continue to work against Herbalife on moral grounds. He believes that that what he's doing here is right and justified, and I think that's part of what makes him such a complicated and interesting documentary subject, because these two impulses, to profit and at the same time to do good, seem to at times be at odds with each other, and sorting out what really is making him tick is a fascinating character study, and for audiences interested in complicated human drama, that's very good stuff.
Now, this has been shown at a number of film festivals, Tribeca, for example. You've said that a group of lobbyists tied to Herbalife bought out half a movie theater at a film festival in Washington, D.C. last October, 173 seats, so they never showed up, but that kept other people away from the film. And hasn't Herbalife also been alleged to have bought the domain name bettingonzero.com, the name that you probably would have preferred to have had?
They did buy that domain name. yes, and they put up essentially an attack site against the film. Our domain name, bettingonzeromovie.com, is up, and people can find out about the film. That's Herbalife's name. They're lobbyists.
Oops, I think Herbalife is playing with your phone line right now.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
It's breaking up.
Well, that's a pity. I doubt that that's the source of the breakup. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. I was just joking, by the way.
Yeah. Heather Podesta and Partners, 10 members of that firm, which represents Herbalife, bought half the house to an otherwise sold-out screening in Washington, D.C. of the film in October of this past year. And another one of their lobbyists, Hillary Rosen, tweeted at the Tribeca Film Festival in advance of our premiere there, suggesting that Mr. Ackman had paid for the film, which is false, and trying to intimidate them from showing the film, saying that their reputation was at stake. This was a tweet directed at Jane Rosenthal, Robert De Niro's partner in the Tribeca Film Festival.
Well, there was a Bloomberg article that said that your film was financed by hedge fund manager John Fichthorn.
That's the case. Yes, that is true. John Fichthorn, through a company, Biltmore Films, did finance.
Hasn't he also bet against Herbalife stock?
In the past, he has been both long and short Herbalife stock, but it was a condition of making the film that he have no investment in the outcome of Herbalife, long or short, and that he has absolutely no relationship or connection with Pershing Square Capital. Didn't know Bill Ackman, never seen him or met him until the film premiered. So I felt very confident making the film that his lack of financial stake in the outcome kept us free from any question about our intentions. And the producer of the film and I, Glenn Zipper, had final cut. We had complete, total creative control and freedom. The film was produced out of a sense of curiosity. I was intrigued by two unlikely antagonists, a publicly traded company that espouses values of nutrition and wealth, but was under allegations of being a pyramid scheme, and a very wealthy, controversial hedge fund manager who seemed to be donning a white hat and going on a moral crusade. These are unlikely antagonists, and I was curious to see how this would unfold.
And it makes for a fascinating story. I thank you so much for being on our show.
You're welcome, Leonard. I'm very happy to have a chance to talk about Betting on Zero with you, and I hope your audiences have a chance to come see the film this weekend.
As it opens at the Village East Cinema here in New York, thanks again, Ted Braun.